The cafeteria in Urbandale looks a lot like a food court in a mall. There are multiple hot lunch lines, as well as a vast selection of a la carte items, everything from chips and cookies to cottage cheese and yogurt. The school's director of food services, Kathy Conklin, surveys the choices and says under the Healthy Kids Act, many of the items will disappear next year.
Gardetto's will go. This one Chex Mix has been reformulated and will be able to stay. The cheddar is not because of the sodium with the cheese, obviously, so it would have to go. I haven't analyzed our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches yet to know about those.
The Healthy Kids Act, approved by the legislature in 2008, prohibits the sale of high-fat and calorie items during the school day. It also restricts sugar and salt content. Students at Urbandale call the new rules an outrage and a joke. 17-year-old junior Billy Schultz is having nachos, Sun Chips, and an ice cream cookie sandwich for lunch. He says next year he'll just eat out.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to fast food Bebops, getting my food somewhere else. Something that's, it's not as healthy as probably as it should be. They're trying to make schools more healthy, but they're just causing more people to leave school and eat what they really want to eat.
Food Services Director Kathy Conklin says for that reason, she's convinced she'll lose money next year. But she says she's most frustrated by the fact that she has to remove some items she considers healthy, like chef salads that have too much sodium to meet the new requirements, and even some vegetables.
That carrot and that vegetable tray will have to go because the carrots are too high in sugar.
But the Healthy Kids Act co-project director says Conklin's concerns about carrots stem from a glitch in the state's nutrition calculator, which initially failed to account for vegetables. The Iowa Department of Education's Jennifer Neal says the problem has been solved and carrots are encouraged on the a la carte line. Neal says despite the confusion, she believes most schools are prepared to make the switch to healthier foods.
I know it's frustrating for some of the school staff right now as they're trying to figure out what products meet, but as the legislation becomes effective and as schools work with their vendors more and work with each other more, I think they'll start to find more products that meet the Healthy Kids Act.
In fact, the Ballard Community School District has been meeting the nutrition requirements for at least a year now. The high school cafeteria doesn't face competition from fast food, nor does the district offer open campus. Superintendent John Spear says they contract with a food service company that markets itself as a healthy alternative.
At the elementary, for example, every day there are fresh fruits and vegetables that are available for students to choose, and you really would definitely not have seen that 10 years ago. I still don't see that, quite frankly, in a lot of schools today.
Spear says the Healthy Kids Act also spurred the district to implement additional physical education time for students. Starting last fall, the law requires schools to provide 30 minutes a day of physical activity for kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, while middle and high school students need 120 minutes a week. Schools are allowed to count recess, band, and choir, but Ballard does not. Its schools are going above and beyond. After lunch, more than a dozen fourth graders spend recess running laps for Mileage Club.
Keep it up, guys!
After a month and a half, the grade that logs the most miles wins an ice cream sundae party. I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.
Good job, guys. Keep it up. One more.
One more for you.
Awesome. One more, dude.